Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Mr. President, what the heck is going on at Fox News? And what do you say about what Ducey is saying this morning on the air?
Well, he's incorrect because most of the polls, and I'm way ahead of Emerson too, but most of the polls are literally have been going up a lot since the debate, if you call it that. But they have, and you've seen them, they're all over the place. Real Clear Politics, every one of them. I'm way up since the debate. I did an interview with Tucker Carlson where I guess they had 260 million people watching, which is a record they've never had. It beat the Michael Jackson Oprah interview, which was a longtime champion. And so I don't know what this guy's talking about. He's you know, you could have him, but they'll pick one poll where if you go down a little bit, they'll use that poll, but they won't use the 15 polls or a lot of polls where you go up. But we've gone up very substantially, and we've gone up in just about every state. It just came out in Virginia. I'm leading by a lot, and that includes Biden, you know, beating Biden also. Illinois leading by a lot. States that you don't see that much polled, but we're leading by a tremendous amount. Well, Fox is doing everything possible to derail. You know, it's the globalists, meaning the owners, but the globalists, and they're doing everything possible to derail. I have it all the time with them. I mean, we're constantly sending them notices, letters. But if there are 20 polls and 20 of them are good, now they're all good because the Emerson poll is a good poll.
It is.
Way up, like by a lot. What are the numbers, Todd? I don't even know. What am I leading by in the Emerson poll?
Yeah, just about every poll, Mr. President, you're leading by 40 or 50 points. And as you say, Mr. President, every time they indict you, your numbers go up.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing little phenomenon going on at Fox Hill. If they see one poll, even if it's a poll nobody ever heard of, they'll use that poll. And we complain about it all the time, but that's the way it is. Fox has really changed, and it's unfortunate.
It
and
is.
Yet you have great anchors. John Hannity, Laura has been great. You have so many great. Jesse is fantastic. You have so many great people over there. You look at Mark Levin, what he's done is incredible. But there's an undertow at Fox that's very bad. I fully understand it. They did the same thing in 2016. I had a lot of popularity with the anchors, but I guess there are some forces in there. You saw what happened in Arizona. You saw what happened in a lot of other ways. So it's too bad. You know, it's a shame to do that because they lost credibility. That's why their ratings are way down.
Do you anticipate at some point jumping into the debates?
I might. I mean, you know, it's possible. I like debating. I guess I won because of the debates. You know, they've been very good to me. So I might. But at this moment, I'm leading by so much that it seems to be foolish to do it. You know, we had a tremendous success. I don't know if you watched it, but we had a tremendous success on Tucker Carlson. And he did an interview. And the interview was, I mean, it got number one, it got good reviews. But more than anything, it got numbers that the biggest numbers in history. I guess they call it views or whatever they call, however they gauge that. But it's the biggest that has ever taken place by a lot. You know, it was, I think, double the next highest, which was many, many years ago. So that was, I would say that would be a lot better than a debate, frankly.
We had a lot of our listeners yesterday, Mr. President. They phoned in questions, and someone asked about the debate. And I sent my national correspondent, Ben Dieter, up to Milwaukee just to sort of be there in person. And I asked Ben, and I've got him in studio this morning. Ben, you told me that you didn't see anybody up there on that stage that even looked vice presidential in that debate.
No, Todd, not at all. Really rookies. And when you look at them, you need someone to assist President Trump's America First agenda, which is what we all miss. And I didn't see anyone up there viable.
You know, Mr. President, you know, when you're looking for a vice president, did you see anybody up there that might be a good VP for you?
Well, I don't want to get insulting to people, but, you know, it was not a great debate. It also scored very low ratings. It was the lowest rated debate, I think they said, in history. So I'm greatly complimented by that. You know, the one that I had, I guess, had more than double or triple the ratings or something. But, you know, no, I wouldn't. I don't want to get into that necessarily, but I understand. Well, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, one of our listeners thought Carrie Lake would be a good VP, but honestly, I think she'd be one heck of a press secretary for you as well. You've got a lot of fighters out there for you.
She's good, and it was terrible what happened to her with the broken voting machines all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a terrible thing. How that can happen where she had more than half the machines broken. And the fake news doesn't even want to report that story. That was a terrible, terrible thing. And they went to court. And as usual, the judge, I guess he said no standing, or he said that he's not going to see the case. You know, the standard stuff. It's we need people with courage in our country. That includes judges. We need people with courage. There aren't too many of them.
No, sir. You're absolutely right. And I remember, I wanted to ask you about that mugshot. I was at dinner and someone sent me a shot of it when it came out. What was there any sort of like advanced prep in your mind? Okay, this is what I am going to do for the mugshot. Can you take us through that moment?
Well, because it became such a big story that they were going to do a mugshot, which a lot of people felt they shouldn't do, and other people felt that they had to do. You know, there's Georgia law that maybe says that you have to do it. I'm not sure. But so I knew about the mugshot. And I also saw other very, very good people. Many of them I don't even know, but these people are, you know, so sad. They did 19 people. And you look at some of these charges, it's so sad. Look, it's election interference. They're trying to illegally interfere with the election. And that's what the DAs, and the DAs, the local ones, are, and even some litigation. I have litigation that's paid for by the Democrat Party. I have a woman that sued me, and continuously we're suing them, and it's a whole big thing, who I have nothing to do with. I never met, except that she supposedly took a picture with me 20 years ago or something on a reception line with her husband that they produce all of a sudden. I don't have no idea who this woman is. It's being funded by Democrats. It's being funded by Democrats. And we have two or three other cases like that where it's being funded by, you know, totally unrelated cases being funded by the Democrat Party. That's part of what they're doing, too. This is the biggest scam in history. It's been going on for years. It's part of the greatest witch hunt ever. This is the greatest witch hunt from the day I came down the escalator. That's why, Todd, I do you, because you've been so, you know, you get it. You really get it. You've gotten it from the beginning.
Oh, we know.
People said, oh, you've done Todd a lot. I said, yeah, that's because he gets it. He understands it. And he's not afraid to report what's happening. No, it's a disgrace what's going on. It's election interference. And it's never been done in this country, certainly not to a level like this. They have no shame. The DAs are controlled. You know that the DOJ put their top person in the Manhattan DA's office to run the case against me, which is so bad a case that virtually every legal pundit said there is no case here. There's no crime. There's no anything. This is an embarrassment that shouldn't be brought. Many people didn't want to bring it. But the DOJ's one of the top people, like literally one of the top people, was put into the DA Bragg's office to run the case. It's unbelievable. Nobody even knows that.
It's shameful.
Unbelievable what they've done. And the good news is, I say it, and I have a platform. My platform is me, so I speak to you and other people, and I'm able to say it. But if I didn't have a platform like that, you'd be out of business. I mean, you wouldn't be able to fight back. I can fight back because, fortunately, people want to hear what I say. I guess it's ratings, because I do get big ratings for whatever reason.
Yes, you do. Yes,
but,
you do.
It's a shame what's happening to our country. We're going communist. We're fascist. This country. You remember what I said? We will never be a socialist country. I was right. We skipped socialism. We dropped down to communism.
It's crazy. It's insane, Mr. President. And, you know, you predicted all of this. You said, no, they're coming after you because they want to come after us as well. And they have going after the Roman Catholics and infiltrating their churches, the FBI, going after the moms and dads, you know, raising questions at their school boards, going after law-abiding gun owners. I mean, this is a full-on war against the American against the American people. And Sarah Palin actually suggested we may be heading to a civil war. Do you buy into that argument? That could be the road, the path that we're on.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
Well, anybody that says that ends up being thrown in prison, okay? You know, so it's a very dangerous thing. So I tell Sarah, who's got courage, she's, by the way, she should have won that race. That race was another. They had that new form of voting where, you know, you vote for first place, second place, third place. And what a shame. She ran a great campaign. She should have won. And I hope she runs it again. I hope she does it again because she'd win. But, you know, if you say anything like that, they immediately indict you and they want to put you behind bars for the rest of your life. That's part of what they do. No, I see tremendous anger, and I see tremendous. I said at my last question, I thought my last answer with Tucker was the best because he talked about, you know, what he sees in terms of the feelings out there. And I see tremendous love, and I see tremendous anger in the same person. There's tremendous love and tremendous anger. And that's a very dangerous combination. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does, Mr. President. I know our time is short here, and I do want to. Tucker brought up something. He was doing an interview yesterday, and he mentioned he was very concerned about where all of this is going, and he was especially concerned about you, and said that he fears that there may be people trying to assassinate you out there. Do you worry about? Do you think about those things when you're out there doing the massive rallies and you're out there on the campaign trail? And are you concerned about that?
Well, you don't want to think about it too much because you would not see much of an exciting rally speech. You know,
true.
I can't. We have great people. Secret Service does a fantastic job. You know, Secret Service, these people are really great. And I let people know when they're not good and when they're good. We have plenty of agencies and parts of government that are so terrible in this country. But Secret Service, they do a fantastic job. I've seen the work they do, and I've seen some things happen that they are on the ball. So that's a good thing. But look, you know, I've turned things up and I've turned them around. And this was not supposed to be the plan. The plan was that Hillary Clinton would win, that she'd go in and she'd, you know, do things that most people would not like to see done. And she, didn't run a great campaign. I mean, the deplorables, who would have thought that was going to be so bad? The deplorables deal didn't work. But Biden was much worse. Look, we did much better in the second election by millions and millions and millions of votes. We got more votes than any sitting president in history. So, you know, they say, oh, what happened in 2020? I said, well, we did much better. They say, what do you mean? I said, well, we got what is it, 10 or 12 million more votes, which is a record. More votes than any sitting president ever. Also, more votes than any second term. In other words, presidents usually get less votes in the second term, but they win. I got more votes in the second term, but more votes than anybody else has ever gotten going for us. Take your greatest president that everyone loved. I got many more votes, and we lost. The whole thing is so bad. Our elections are bad. Our border is bad. I mean, we have millions of people flowing into our country. Our getting out of Afghanistan was so bad when you think of what they did. I think it was the lowest day in the history of our country in terms of embarrassment, morale. I think it was the worst thing. And that got Putin. It would have never happened with me. That would have never happened with me, but Putin would have never gone into Ukraine. All the people that are dead right now would be alive. All those cities that are crushed and rubble, they'll never be rebuilt again. Hundreds of years, maybe. It'll never be rebuilt. We'll never be like it was. And just to finish, Todd, you know, last night I had dinner with many of the families whose sons were so horribly killed in Afghanistan on that, like that surrender that we did for no reason. You know, I had that under such control. They were so afraid of us. They weren't going to do a thing. They didn't kill a soldier under my watch for 18 straight months. And then we had this catastrophe happen. But I met with the parents, and these people are incredible, and they're devastated. And they want the answers as to what happened, because their sons and daughters were killed.
Yes.
And they want the answers to what happened. And you have to see that they love our country, but they're so angry. They're so angry with Biden and what happened. That should have never happened. I was getting out of Afghanistan. We were getting out with dignity and strength, and we were taking the military out last. We're taking them out last. They took the military out, and all this stuff happened. It was total bedlam. We have a president who's the most corrupt in history. We have a president who's the most incompetent in history, and we have a president who could very well get us into a third world war, and this would be like no other war. This would be a war that would blow them all away. This would be obliteration of the world, and he's a man who can't even put two sentences together. So it's a real problem, but they play tough with this stuff, and what they do to people and what they're doing to people. You mentioned the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is under siege. I don't know. He's got something against the Catholic Church. But I hope the Catholics aren't going to be voting for Biden if he ever makes it to the starting gate, which I sort of doubt he will. But I just think it's an honor to be with you. You've been so fair, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.